This is Earth Notes. Across the vast landscapes of the Colorado Plateau, one resilient plant has profoundly shaped people and land for many centuries: Indian rice grass. It's at home in many different settings, from stark deserts to ponderosa forests. Rice grass doesn't grow tall, reaching heights of only 1 to 2.5 feet, but its presence is undeniable. Its small, white, rounded flower clusters house small dark seeds, making it easy to point out in a crowd. When these clusters break open, the seeds go skittering through the air. For generations, indigenous communities in the region have relied on this hardy grass as a lifeline. Native peoples long ago learned to forage for rice grass by gently striking the plant with paddles, then gathering the seeds in woven baskets. Grinding the seeds results in a flour that can be used to make everything from bread to porridge, tortillas, even dumplings. Rice grass provides for wildlife, too. Its shorter stature makes it an easy yet favored meal among wildlife like elk, deer, and birds, which find it nutritious enough to sustain them through the changing seasons. But rice grass is not just a food source, it's also a caretaker of the land, protecting the very soil that sustains it by digging its roots deep and anchoring itself. That helps the plant resist strong winds and also keeps the soil beneath it from eroding. From root to seed, rice grass helps stitch arid landscapes together. This Earth Note was written by Octavio Alcacer Duran and produced by KNAU and the Sustainable Communities Program at Northern Arizona University. I'm Melissa Siviny.